Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. One of the largest offshore wind farms planned for Long Island received another important approval from the federal government yesterday, while its developer gave the formal okay to move ahead with investing in the multi-billion-dollar project. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that the federal government approval of a record of decision for Sunrise Wind is among the last the 84-turbine project needs before construction can begin, as early as next year. Sunrise Wind developer Ørsted of Denmark said it expects the federal government to approve the final permit, its construction and operation plan, this summer, with completion expected in 2026. Ørsted recently completed the 12-turbine South Fork wind farm earlier this month. Both are in the waters off Massachusetts and Rhode Island, with the Sunrise Wind power cable running more than 100 miles to Smith Point County Park before it begins a 17.5-mile journey through Brookhaven to a substation in Hultsville. The record of decision announced Tuesday indicates that the 924-megawatt project will operate with fewer turbines than originally planned. Strains in the working relationship between LIPA and its contractor PSEG Long Island have hindered the utility's ability to resolve risks and meet green energy goals, according to a state audit. The audit found that while PSEG had seen steady improvements in reliability since 2018, other problems loom large as LIPA embarks on critical decisions about its future. As reported on Newsday.com, the findings come as another top LIPA official, Mujib Lotai, announced on Monday he was leaving the utility after Chief Executive Officer Tom Falcone announced his departure last week. Both come as Governor Kathy Hochul has hired a new slate of board members at LIPA and turned a more critical eye on LIPA operations rather than PSEG. LIPA has been planning for 2 years to separate vital computer systems from those controlled by PSEG in New Jersey, but the process has been beset by delays. Any delay could work in PSEG's favor by making it difficult for any new service provider to take over from PSEG in the future should LIPA decide to hire a new one. During our March into Spring 2024 Fund Drive, we invite you to join us as we present a special offer this week. When you make a gift now through tomorrow night, your donation will be matched and then matched again, dollar for dollar for dollar, tripled up to $50,000 thanks to Board Chairman James Atwood. So please, become a contributing member. Triple your contribution now by donating online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org to donate online. Or call us 800-262-0717. Call 800-262-0717. And when calling us with a donation by phone, learn how you can leave a comment which may well be used on air. Please renew or become a first-time contributing member and play a significant role in sustaining our, your, local East End community public radio station. Plus, all listeners who make a single donation of $120 or a monthly sustaining donation of $10 a month will receive a gift from us. You will also receive membership in our sister public television station, WLIW, and gain access to stream countless hours of exclusive titles and PBS favorites with WLIW Passport. So please donate online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org. Or call 800-262-0717. 800-262-0717. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.